and just speak out a few ha'aris, light ha'aris, very light ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. So the Gemara on the bottom of daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis goes on to daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, brought the Braisa, Braisa that we all know. Tanu Rabbanu, Ketzad Meraktin, Lifnei Hakala. And Rashi said, what does it mean, Ketzad Meraktin, Lifnei Hakala? Ma Umrim Lifaneh. When they would dance in front of the Kala, they would say something. What was it that the people that were Meraktim Lifnei HaKala would tell the Kala? The Shammai Yoimrim, the Shammai says, they would say, Kala Kemoshehi. In other words, they would say whatever the right thing to say was. Lufi Yafya, V'chashivusa, Mikalsen Oiso. Beisul, Yoimrim, Beisul says no. Kala no V'chasuda. Bishamai told Basil, I understand, you're going to say Kala Nova Chasuda even if the Kala is not a Nova Chasuda. What happened to Midvar Sheker Tirchok? So Basil told Bishamai, Lidivrei Chem, if somebody buys something and you think that the Mekach that he bought wasn't a good Mekach, are you supposed to tell him? Of course not. Yishabchen Be'enov. So in the same sense, you're supposed to say Kala Nova Chasuda even if really she's not a Kala Nova Chasuda. Rabbi Chanan, in his Kovit Shiurim, here in Masachtes Ksubis, makes a diak. Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei Hakala. The Braisa is describing and discussing what was said when they were Meraki Lifnei Hakala. There's no mention in the Braisa of Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei Hachosen. It's only Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei Hakala. Now, presumably they were Meraki Lifnei Hachosen as well. For whatever reason, the Braisa is just not discussing Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei Hakala. The way Rashi explains, Ma Oimrim Lifaneh. But it's just interesting that the Braisa of Ketzad Meraktim is not Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei HaChoson. It's not even Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei HaChoson VeHakalo, but it's simply Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei HaKalo. So Rabbi Chanan asked from a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, another very important Gemara, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, to what we're learning, and that is, on Davava Medeis, Amarav Chelboi, Amarav Huna, Kol Anenim Yisudas Chosan. If someone benefits from the Suda of a Chosan, Ve'inu Mesamchoi, but he's not Mesamech the Chosan at the Suda, Oiver B'chamisha Koilois. He violates, not five Lavin, not five Essen, but he's over on five Koilois. What are the five koilos? Kol sasim v'kol simcha, kol chasim v'kol kala, kol oimrim hoidu es Hashem tzevakos. So if someone's nenem yisudas chasim v'inem esamchoi, over b'chamisha koilos. Now what does it mean you're over on koilos? You get malchus for being over on koilos? Like what happens exactly? It's not clear. But over b'chamisha koilos, it's a bad thing. V'im esamchoi maschori. Let's say someone is mesamech, the chasim. He's nenem yisudas chasim u'mesamchoi. So what's this schar going to be? Amr Rav Shua ben Levi, Zoycha le Teira, Shenitna b'chamisha koilos. His schar is going to be Teira, and the reason Teira is because Teira was given b'chamisha koilos. Remember, v'hi b'yem ha-shlish b'yoyis ha-boyker, v'yihi koilos, u'brokim v'anun kabed al-ahar, v'kol shayfar, v'goymer, v'yihi koil ha-shayfar v'goymer, v'alikim yanena b'koil, five mentions of koil, and it's based on that, that's what he's going to get. The Gemara continues, I'm skipping Lebravo, Omer Avo says, Kol anenem yisudas chasav enem esamchoi ki'ilu, or fakir, Kol anenem yisudas chasav enem esamchoi, es ki'ilu hikriv toido. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, es ki'ilu bona achas mechurva yisirushalayim. So the Gemara in Brachas Vav Amid Beis is discussing the virtue of someone that is nenem yisudas chasav enem esamchoi, and fakert, if someone's nena misudas chasan, the eno mesamchoi. Freit Rabbi Chanan, over here, when the Gemara talks about being mesameach, the Gemara refers to it as the suda of the chasan. It says, kasha is that in ksubis tezayin amid beis, it's ketzad miraktin lifnei hakala. And in brochis davav amid beis, it's kolanena misudas chasan umesamchoi, the eno mesamchoi. From the price in Ksubis, Volt Gevein Abyssal Mashma, Zog Rabbi Chanan, that the Iker Chiev to be Mikales and Mishabeach and be Merakid and be Mesameach is Lifnei Hakala. Yet from Baruchis Davov Amadeis, it's Mashma that the Iker Chiev is really Kalanenem Yisudas Choson. It's all about being Mesameach the Choson. So is the Iker Mitzvah the Kala? Is the Iker Mitzvah the Choson? You would think it's both. And if it's both, then how come in Ksubis are we talking about the Kala? And why is it in Brachis that we're talking about the Choson? That's Rabbi Chanan's Ha'orah and Kovitz Ha'orah. Kovitz Shiur. Rabbi Chanan says a very short teretz. Rabbi Chanan says that V'li Nira, that really the Iker Mitzvah of Simchas Choson and Kala is to be Mesameach the Choson. kemavu in the lashon of the Gemara. Brachas davavam mebeis. Kalanenu misudas chasin ve'inam esamchay ve'im esamchay mascharay. As if to say the ikur mitzvah is to be mesameach the chasin. So why then in the brayse of ksubis is a ketsa merakdim lifnei akala? The reason is because if you're going to praise the kala in the presence of the chasin, so you'll be mesameach the chasin. But mitzad the mitzvah, simchas chasin v'kala be'ikr, what you're doing is you're being mesamech the chasin, and the way you're being mesamech the chasin is by praising the kala. And Zokra b'l'chanon, it's very mashman that way from the braisa. Because what did Beis Shammai tell Beis Hillel, midvashak yetirchot? What did Beis Hillel respond? He said, you tell me. So it's mashma from the mashal of Beis Hillel that really what we're doing when we say kalanav chasuda, we're being mishabeach the loikeach. Who's the loikeach? It's the chasan or isha nitnis nistach fosodeu. It's his mekach, and what we're telling him is that you should know you bought a good mekach. Your kal is a kalanav chasuda. So if I care, even though we're talking to the kala, but the yisoid is yishabchenu beinav shalachas. And that's the deek in the lashon of the Gemara. Brachas davavam beis kol anenu misudas chasin ve'inav misamchay ve'im misamchay mascharay. And that's the yishabchenu be'einav, because the whole ketsa meragdim lifnei akala is less about being meraki lifnei akala. It's more about being meraki lifnei akala bifnei achasin and being meshabech the kala. That's Rabbi Chanan's lundis that he says here in Kovet Shiurim, right here in our Gemara. That means if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of being mesameach, chasam v'kala, so the Rambam's in Hilchus Ovel, ironically, it's in Perik Yudalit, it's Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh shal devrayim, levakir cholim. It's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon to be mevakir cholim, ule nachim aveilim, ule hoitzi ameis, ule hachnes hakala, ule laveis ha'orchim, velachis velasig, bechol tzorche hakfura, laseis alakosei, velelech lafona, velispoid, velachbar, velikbar, vechein, says the Rambam, there's also a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, lesameach hachasan v'hakala, ule sa'adom bechol tzorche. But the Rambam says the mitzvah is l'sameach hachasan v'hakalo. The stimus lashon Rambam certainly sounds like there's a mitzvah to be l'sameach the chasan, there's a mitzvah to be l'sameach the kalo. Maybe Rabbi Chanan would say, no, there's a mitzvah to be l'sameach the chasan, but as a sif katan, one of the fanim of how you misameach the chasan is by being misameach the kala, so it's all nichlal and simchas chasan. But the pashtus in the Rambam certainly sounds like that for sure there's a mitzvah to be misameach the chasan, and for sure there's a mitzvah to be misameach the kala. So I don't have it with me, but there's a, this is part of the technical issues, but there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in the end of Perek Tes Zayin, where the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says something that we all know, and that is chasan doim lemelech. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer mentions four different ways that the chasan is doim lemelech, and one of the things that the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says is that ma melech hakol mekalsun oisle, just like the melech, everybody praises the melech. Old school, the way the kings were serenaded, av chasan hakol mekalsun oisle. So on that Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, there's a nifladiga ha'ara from the Radal, for Rav David Luria. Kedarkei b'kodesh, and the Radal says toich dvarav that it's poshet. You see from the Lashon of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Davav, that just like there's an inyan of Ketzah Meragdim Lifnei Hakala, so too there's an inyan of Ketzah Meragdim Lifnei Hachasan. Rabbi Chanan said a super lundis, the whole Ketzah Meragdim Lifnei Hakala is a yechatimtze to really be miraculous Lifnei Hachasan. But for sure there's an inyan of being Mekalis the Chasan. So his question was, is how come Chazal never said Ketzah Meragdim Lifnei Hachasan? Ketzim ragdim lifnei akala, that we know. Bishamai, kala kamoi shehi, beisilo, kala nov v'chasuda. But why isn't that there's no braisa anywhere that talks about ketzim ragdim lifnei achasun? So Zokter Adal, b'lashoynoi hazov. He says, the reason there's no such braisa, because there was never any ambiguity. It was poshit, ketzim ragdim lifnei achasun. You know what you tell the chasun? You say chasin kamoi shehi. There's no shaila that that's what you're supposed to do. When it comes to the chasin, you're zicha gonna say chasin kamoi shehi. And there's no havamina anywhere that maybe you should be able to say anything other than kamoi shehi as it relates to the chasin. I by kalad is a shitas beisil. I by kalad is kalanov chasuda. Zokter Adal, Rabbi Chanan's lomdus. What's the whole kalanov chasuda? It's because the chasin is getting married, and as a result, erke koifta mekach. So you shabchen a beinov, you got an ene beinov. said it's poshet that over there it's going to be yeshabchena be'enof. And therefore, said Beisilul, even if it's maybe not a kalanova chasuda, you should say kalanova chasuda. But that's only a svara for the chosen, because the chosen is the one that koif the mekach. So as a result, is an inyan of yeshabchena be'enof. But fakert, he says, to be meshabech the chosen be'eni the kala. Number one, the mashal doesn't work. And he says, besides, Chazal say throughout Shas, tav lemeit of tandum lemeit of armalu, that a woman would just wants to be married, so the Gemara in the end of Yuvamis, and she doesn't care so much whether he's a chasen of a chasuda or he's not a chasen of a chasuda. It's less wichtig. And as a result, it's poshut over there, midvash sheker tirchak. He says the reason there's no brice of ketzem ragdim lifting a chasen, because over here there's no machloikis. Over here it's poshut, you have to say the yamis. The whole sheet is beisilo, is lidevrecha mishalokach mekach roman ashok, yishabchene beinu v'yiganenene beinu. He said that whole svara, for two reasons, is only negated. The kala klapi the chasin, it's not negay the chasin klapi the kala, and of course there's an inyan to be miraculous nei a chasin, just like there's an inyan to be miraculous nei a kala. But as it relates to Ketzad Meragdin, there's no machlokes b'sham b'sil, because here b'sil is going to be moided to b'shamai, and b'sil is going to be moided to b'shamai, therefore we don't have the brisa. That's the first ta'ara.